Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got the first copy of the book today. It is now available. We're going to put it up on the store. It should be there by the end of the day sometime today. But it's Soldiers of the Cross. This is the first of three books that I've written just this summer alone. And I guess that's the reason we stayed here. But it is available. It's about 100 pages long, take you about 2 days to read it, or one long sitting from morning to night. And I got to tell you, folks, I poured my, well, what was in my heart out into this book. And it's interesting, people that were actually proofreading it, we had it proofread probably about 8 or 9 times. And in the process, they kept saying to me, you know, there's a lot of word in there. Well, I said, well, that's what's in me is the Word of God. Isn't that what a preacher's supposed to have in his heart, the Word of God? Absolutely, because the Bible is clear that He who trusts his own heart is a fool. Well, I've been a fool long enough where I don't want to trust in my heart, and I want to trust in him with all of my heart. And that's what we're supposed to do. So this is available. It's going to be on the store by the end of the day. Also wanted to let you know that there's a T-shirt as well that has been done. And I'm giving this to you because it's all brand new. It's going to the state fair. And this is a picture of the Soldier of the Cross, the front of the book. The colors are deep, and they are second to none. The artist is Eric Hollander. He's the guy that did the artwork and the documentary, along with a friend of ours that does videos as well, James Gillette and Eric Hollander. Steven Spielberg's Jaws Reunion 30, they are the ones that did that documentary. These are available as well. These are on the store if you'd like to check them out. It says there's a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come. That is Peter Muhlenberg. He was one of our forefathers who actually did the stuff, as we call it, here in the ministry. So that's all available. Also wanted to let you know, I'm going to show you some things on social media platforms even now. And if you'd like to check that out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page. Go to SOL Radio Live, subscribe to the Rumble feed, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. I want to go to a personal level with you really quick, if you don't mind. I don't do this very often, hardly ever, but I do want to be very transparent. I'm not talking about the way politicians talk about being transparent. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. The Lord said that the king's heart, we are called kings and priests in the sight of the Most High God. Read the book of Revelation. He said the king's heart is in his hand, and he will turn it whithersoever he will. And the Lord desires that we seek him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 29:11-13. And when he has it, then he begins to add things unto your life that are secondary to him in all things at all times and all places. And that comes with understanding the heart of Abraham and Isaac and the sacrifice that was to be given, because the Lord blessed him when he knew that he had Abraham's heart. And Abraham, the only thing that he desired was the Lord, even to the things that the Lord added. And he was tested in that. And because he obeyed, the Lord multiplied him and blessed him upon blessings. And that's not at all what he was seeking. He was just seeking the Lord, in whom he loved with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22:37. And one of the things that I realize in ministry is just that. Is when the Lord adds something to your life, it's most awesome. But again, it's always secondary to who you are and who he is in your life. And knowing that he has your whole heart, then he begins, as I said earlier, Matthew 6:33, he begins to add to your life because he knows it's secondary to him. Well, I've always been raised with cats. When we were little kids, as a matter of fact, before when we were heathens, little kids, my mom was never around. She was a workaholic, or she was always with her boyfriends. My dad, we didn't know. And so we were growing up on welfare, and in the process of that, my mom would always give us cats to kind of pacify us. And we had a cat named Tiger, and I remember when he got killed, it destroyed our lives because our hearts were set on Tiger. And again, for those that don't have animals, you might think this is kind of weird, but this is just the heart of the guy that you're listening to right now. Recently, actually about 12 years ago, me and my wife ended up getting, for our four boys, two little cats, and they were twins, and they named them Rocky and Adrian. And just in, while me and my son were in Florida, just back in May, my wife took some pictures. It was actually some video of my son and my cat Rocky. Well, about a month and a half ago, I noticed something was going wrong. I noticed that he was sleeping really deep. And now keep in mind, they've got 8 years left, him and his twin sister. And his twin sister, she's a little sow. She's very well taken care of. She's very well fed. And that's what we call her, the little sow, because she's so robust. And she's a little snot, to be quite honest with you. But Rocky, he was the gentleman. He was the one that would allow his sister to eat before him. He always looked out for her. This was the little cat that who thought he was a dog. A matter of fact, I remember time and time again, friends, where he would walk up to me and he would stop and he'd look up at me. And if I didn't pick him up, he would meow really quick until I picked him up. And with my oldest son, he really did think he was a dog. The way that he treated my son, the way he was with my son, he fed off him. His love barometer was constantly filled by my older son. Well, about a month and a half ago, we noticed that he was sleeping a lot deeper, and I knew something was wrong. And what we did is we ended up bringing him in because we started noticing he was getting really skinny. And we brought him in on a Sunday because something was really wrong. This is probably 3 weeks ago. And as we brought him in, they had said that he had a baby tumor in his stomach. And I don't know to the degree of that or whatever the case might be. And so we ended up bringing him to a veterinarian that we know and trust. And he put his hand up on his belly area and he found that he had a tumor in his little belly, probably the size of a tangerine. And I just want you to see this little man just to show you what I'm talking about, because this is not the kind of stuff that you can make up when it comes to this little guy. Yesterday we had to put him down.
Are you excited?
And we did it at home.
Or are you just ravished and saying
we just wanted to take a couple minutes and say that we love you, Rock. And he's not here anymore.
I just love Sam.
And I believe he's back where he belongs in the sense of he came from the Lord.
And
he went back to the Lord.
Or you just ravished in Sam's
and this cat was awesome. The most awesome cat. Most people say, you know what? I had the most awesome cat. No, really, I did. I had the most awesome cat ever. And his name was Rocky. And
this
I wanted to share
Jeff
him with
Osborne.
You really quick.
Welcome to my new series, God's Touch. Airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sal from Denver, Colorado, you wanted to say something. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I've been there. But anyway, the big reason I call is I wanted to say, you know, I listened to your show for 3-4 years now. That you're a good man, and you are a lover of life and a lover of people, and even more so a lover of animals. It makes you one of the great gifts that we share of God, our love for our family and our pets. And I'm proud of you for, you know, having this kind of love for Rocky. And I'm really sorry that you had to lose him this way. But it gives me an even greater love and understanding of who you are. And I'm even more grateful than I already have been for what you do. And I want to just say thank you.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it, Sal. Thank you very much.
Wish you the best of health for your family and the other pets you have.
Thank you. I totally appreciate that.
Listening, my friend.
Thank you. I sincerely appreciate that. I got people from Hawaii texting me right now. What's weird about it is you're so busy doing what you're called to do. And yeah. Sorry, guys. I think what we do is we take advantage. It's
been like this for 2 days. It's for no. It's almost like I can't turn it off and just turn it on at will. I think what we do is we take advantage of things that the Lord has put in our life until they're gone. Do we then realize what we had? And I'm not saying that in this particular case with even my cat. And I got to tell you, outside of the fact that loving the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, I think my wife would get up on the radio and tell you that's true. Reminds me of the old movie of Moses and the Ten Commandments when Zipporah, Moses' wife, met his former love from Egypt. And, of course, this was a storyline that Hollywood created to make the movie more interesting, I guess. But Zipporah said to the other woman that, you know, you lost him when he left Egypt and I lost him when he met his God. I believe my wife would tell you the same thing about me. But I think more than that is just you don't realize what you have in your life until it's taken away from you. I mean, just we're talking about like just, you know, we're talking about the cat story that I just shared with you during the last segment, and I'm talking about my cat Rocky, who we had put down here at home because this little dude knew home. And he knew my oldest son in particular. It was just a really... And this isn't a Bradley Dean word, but it was a very special connection that he had with my oldest son. And what's more even, should I say, what is more, more of what's taken me back is my son just left for college on Sunday. And the way he was with my oldest son, we always wondered what happens when he leaves, what's going to happen to Rocky, because he was so taken with Sam for 12 years, his whole life. By the way, he had 8 years left. And his twin sister's perfectly fine. She's going to be around for 8 years. There's no doubt. She's just strong. She's like a brand new cat. But it was me and my wife were just asking the question, why the timing? And then when I look back at the over, you know, the last 3 months of just staying home and writing the three books, guys, in 20, probably more than this, 24 years of ministry, I've never stayed home for that long. I mean, I'm still publicly speaking, I'm still doing all of that, but why was it this summer that we had to stay home for the first time in that many years to write the books? Why was it so important that we stayed home this summer? And then at the very end of the summer, my son leaves, and the next day we have to put down his cat. And again, I know how some people just take this as no big deal. They'll say, you know, oh my gosh, Bradley, I hate cats, wah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you don't understand this cat. That's how special of a little dude he was. Hey, folks, let me just tell you this. Again, I'm just being candid with you. So I get up in the morning. Almost any given day, both. And I would get up, I could be up at 5:30, 6:30 in the morning, whatever the case is, and I would come downstairs, and Rocky would be right there, and once he knew I was up, what he would do is he'd run across the couch when I'd open up the shades. And if I didn't pet him, he would run all the way to the kitchen with me, and he would jump up on the windowsill until I acknowledged him. This is the little guy that we take on the road with us every once in a while. And when we'd be in the bus or we'd be in the RV, this would be the little guy that'd be walking up back and forth in the windshield, letting everybody know that this was his RV or his bus. He was taking dominion as a little male cat, a little man he was. And oftentimes what would happen is I'd look to the right and he'd be sitting right in the seat next to me, sitting there like he was a part of the family. And you know what the thing is he is a part of the family. And this is what I'm trying to go back to, is you just don't know all those things that the Lord adds to you until one of them's gone. And if I could say this, I think of Psalm 103 and Psalm 104, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, we bless your holy name. And when it comes to animals, it's interesting. They don't have a soul, but they have a spirit. You can't find it in Scripture. And we're going to stick to Scripture here. But what's interesting is the Lord said that all that He created was good. So therefore, if the breath of life goes in within the nostrils of man, it's also got to go so with animals, even though that they don't have a soul, but they are a spirit. So my consolation is this, is now that He's not here with us anymore, He's now back with His Creator. I'm going to tell you a little something here, folks. I'm not so selfish to say that He should be here more than with Him. But I can say there's a bit of a tug of war going on. What we did yesterday is we had the veterinarian come over because he said that what we could do is operate on him, but if it was inoperable once he got in there and he knew he couldn't, you know, take out the tumor, he would just die on the table. And I already knew Rocky enough to know that he knew home, he knew his family, anything and everywhere we were, he was there. He was one of those guys. And those are one in 325.9 million. But no matter where we were, he was there. And he knew who his family was. That's what the weird thing is. It's just like, you know, even yesterday when the veterinarian came over, it was just, we seen he wasn't eating anything and we knew that he wasn't drinking anything. And I looked at my wife and I said, that's it. That's it. His body's rejecting everything now and he's getting too skinny on us. And I was looking for an excuse to keep him. And I was saying, Lord, I don't see in the Bible where anybody prayed that way. But I know that sickness is of the devil, and we just said, Lord, we asked the Lord to do what He would in this particular case. And He took him the same day my son left. That is, we couldn't have planned that. What is this all about, right? But I just got to sit back and say, you know what? He does know best. Love the little guy. As a matter of fact, we got a certain area where I'm a clean freak. A total clean freak. Probably drive you crazy. Folks, I put balances on the top of my pitchers to make sure they're not crooked. But we have certain areas in the house where we can see after we vacuumed, he walked across them. And you call it weird, call it whatever you want. But we can see his little footprints go across the carpet. Anyways, we salute Rock. Thank you, Lord, for the time that you gave us with him. That's all I care about, that he's with you now. We'll be right back.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll be right back. USA News update. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis. Officials are warning people who sustain damage due to Tropical Storm Hillary to look out for scam artists. One of the most common scams is a phone call from somebody pretending to be a government official attempting to take a tally of those affected by the storm. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, really quick, I'm just trying to be as real as I possibly can, and I'm not going to just act like things are not happening because what we write off here is testimony. And this is just the happening that's taking place in my life right now, and I wanted to share it with you. And I wanted to show my whole world who that little guy was, because it was too soon for him to go. But that's not my call. That's the Lord's call. I do want to add something to it. It's amazing, the feedback, all of the feedback coming from all of you right now. It's just amazing. I have a friend in Honolulu right now. She's a stewardess, and she said, I love your heart, dear one. She said, you and I are very much alike. And then she said, I'm walking around Walmart right now bawling. And you know what? This kind of stuff, it just touches everybody. It's real. But I do want to say something I was going to say during, I believe, the second segment that I didn't get a chance to say is, I love all animals. Listen, I just really do. But I easily, hands down, I love people more. I mean, no question about it. And all those little added gifts to us that the Lord bestows upon us, I love them just as much. I'm not a respecter of persons of judgment. That's another thing you could ask my wife. I love all my kids the same. I love people the same. The hard thing about people is, though you love them more than you even do yourself, willing to tell them what others aren't willing to tell them, because that's what love does. It's interesting. Jesus said he came unto his own and his own received him not. The hardest part about ministry is the fact that you love the people, but it's bittersweet. And when you go to the people that you love, they reject the message. That's the hardest part of what you do in ministry. And my ministry is very prophetic, and it's either you reject it or you accept it, and that's up to you. I can't do anything about it. But I wanted to kind of rewind just a little bit here and also say that one of the things that yesterday when we finally got the call, it was interesting that before the radio show, we seen the little guy going back to Rocky real quick because I don't want to ruin the show by just going into all the things that are going on in the country. I don't want to go. I'm tired of all of this. I really, truly am. Although it is important for me to share it with you, I just want to kind of hold off on the show. But yesterday when the show was going on, I realized before the show that he wasn't eating or drinking, and we already kicked the can down the road as far as we possibly could. And then I told my wife, I said, the moment I see any sign of suffrage, we're done. We're not going to allow him to suffer in any sense of the word. I mean, you're listening to the guy right now that you see a bird on the side of the road, and he's suffering. I will stop and I will deal with it in one way or another. I'm the guy that you're listening to right now, you know, the big bad hard Bradley Dean, and always black and white and black and white and always bringing the sword. Yep, that's real love. Believe me, God chastises those that he loves, friends, not those that he hates. Hebrews 12, read the whole chapter. And it's for our profit that we might be partakers of holiness, period. Amen. But I'm also the guy that will pull over on the side of the road if I see a turtle upside down because he can't get his feet back on the ground. I remember in particular, and I'll just share this story. This is totally not my show, friends, just so you know. This is totally the Lord's. But I remember one time I was going through a really hard time in ministry because it is trials and tribulations. And I remember in one particular case where I was driving down the side of the road about 2 miles away from where I'm at right now. And I felt like I was less than a half an inch tall. And that's exactly where we should be. That's how we receive grace, is when we're nothing, right? That he might become everything. And you can put that up against Galatians 2:20. Well, what happened is I drove by this turtle that was kind of in the middle of the road. I can still see him right now. And I'm not a big turtle fan either, but he had life in him, right? He was a creation, and I knew he needed help. So I stopped on the side of a country road, and he even tried to snap at me, that little sucker did. But what I did is I picked him up and turned him over and to make sure that he could put all fours back down and get on his feet. Hey, folks, my life is very much that. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about during the break, you know, just some of the stuff that all of you good people are saying right now. I totally appreciate it. I don't think people understand my ministry. They think that what we do here in this ministry is just beat people down. Well, in a country that is so set up on its pride, to a country that is taking on a false gospel, to a country that has shown more mercy to the criminals than the victims themselves, that's called a false balance in the sight of the Lord. And I know that if we're going to set this straight, then we better get to the other side of that and cause people to understand that the Lord is a righteous judge. Right? And he's a good judge. And it's the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance, right? He shows us, he teaches us, he brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, to bring godly repentance, repentance towards him and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's only one way to do that, folks, and you got to preach the law to keep the conscience of the American people awake. And conscience means with knowledge. And that's what we're not seeing across the boards. That's why we're in trouble. And because the people don't have a consciousness of the law of God, they don't have any sense of judgment. And the Bible says, those that forsake God's moral law, his government will forsake the wicked. And that's what I see happening in the countries where people are just set on listening to a narrative that is not the Lord's, but the enemy comes in, mocks the Lord, and says it is his message when in fact it is not. In any sense of the word. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Listen to that. Psalm 51, verse 17. Listen to Isaiah 66, verse 2. What does it say? Even to this man will I look, to him who is of a broken and a contrite, a repentant spirit. And then you see the fruit of that, which is found in 2 Corinthians 7, 10, and 11. And what is the fruit of repentance? What is the fruit of the Holy Ghost? Oh my goodness, folks, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. So we first have to understand that God is a good judge. As a matter of fact, if you look at Psalm 97, it tells us that righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. And then he says, you that love the Lord, hate evil and do good. And if you want to know the heart of God, I mean, look to Jesus Christ. Of course, look to the cross, John 3:16. But also understand that that was a judgment upon sin, namely upon an innocent victim. And that's why we here preach, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The heart of God, read Jeremiah 9:24. And look to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Right? And out of gratitude, we're going to live for what he died for, 2 Corinthians 5:10. So, in understanding who we are and what it is that we're doing, we have to understand who we are in the Lord. There's a lion and there's a lamb. There's a man of war and there's a man of peace, but a man of war is a man of peace. But it's the peace that he's preaching, friends. That's where you find the peace. Law, judgment, mercy, faith. Luke 20. Read the book of Luke, okay? Chapter 23. Also, friends, understand law, judgment, judgment upon the heads of the wicked, not upon the innocent, but upon the wicked. That's more than anything that we want to declare here is understanding and bring the understanding to the people that we have an obligation before God and man to bring the enforcement of law unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, not upon the heads of the innocent. This is where we're backwards. Why? So we can establish righteousness and peace within the gates. Read Amos 5:15 as well. Now, folks, I just want to ask you really quick. If you want to call in, please do. I'd like to stick to this as to where we're at as far as this show goes. Because if I start getting into some of the information, it's just going to kind of pull the heart out of what we've been talking about. If you want to call in and you want to add to or take away, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have a lot of stuff going on. I'm kind of jumping topics here. We have a lot of stuff going on in the country, and you guys know for the most part, it's not good. We're getting to the point now in this country where the politicians are not even afraid to tell you as to who the biddings are that they're taking heed to. I got a couple videos here right now, and one of them is just so outlandish. It's incredible. And this is the governor, Jay Inslee. So I'm just going to kind of tee into a little information that I was going to share with you today. And if you want to call in and you want to go back to what we were talking about, we can do that again. Again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Before I play this piece for you, I want you to listen carefully as to how we were warned again by our forefathers. Concerning what I'm going to share with you, because it is getting so blatantly obvious as to what these people are doing and who it is that they're working for. They're clearly not working on the behest of the people. They're clearly not working on the behalf of the people. They're creating agendas out of thin air, like you're going to see this Governor Inslee. I also want you to pay attention to the fact that, friends, and I've said this before, and I want you to listen carefully. If you have any sense of discernment, you're finding, friends, that these men are all reprobate. And because they're reprobate, they've compromised. You know what compromise is, where two men agree on what they both know is wrong, right? Or diplomacy, which is seduction in another guy, said Benjamin Franklin. That's what you have as said representatives. They're selling you down the river. It's treason at every given level, and you're going to understand what I'm talking about. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. But also pay attention to the person. There's something wrong with every single one of our governors. They're all channeling the same agenda throughout the United States of America. Ron DeSantis just jumped on climate change. We know Al Gore's been there. We know Biden, treasonous Joe Biden. He's been there for a long time. We're starting to see these said governors now talk about climate change. They need climate change. Okay? They want to tax you. And remember what Thomas Jefferson said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. So if they can now convince you that there's a climate change issue and we have to stop this, really what they're telling you, friends, is that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt said that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to play a couple videos of politicians. One of them's brand new. And this is this Governor Inslee. I mean, this is crazy what he's saying. It's because it's coming out of the mouth of a crazy reprobate man. Romans 1:26, read to the end of the chapter. I'll play that for you right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. I'm almost wondering if I should do this backwards, but you know what? I already teed it up for Governor Inslee. I want to make clear you all understand that these people are not voted in by the American people. They are planted. And after you hear and see what this criminal has to say, you're going to totally understand it. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and play that.
Door, and that's the beast of climate change.
The beast of climate change, he said. The beast of climate change. Now, isn't this Klaus Schwab's new narrative? Isn't this Bill Gates' new narrative? Yes, it is. Haven't I told you over and over again there's always some new crisis? All these crises, friends, are created. The Bible says that the Lord is faithful unto 1,000 generations. He said in Psalm 119 that the earth abideth still. What, all of a sudden, friends, out of nowhere, We have a climate change issue, and these are the geniuses that the Creator sent on the earth to stop the earth from overheating. Are you kidding me? Hey, forget about, friends, the fact that these are the ones using government planes and civilian planes to spray down chemicals on the people. They're called chemtrails. This is common knowledge. The mainstream media is acknowledging this. There's congressional documentation that's available for you. If you want to go ahead and question the narrative, you can go ahead and question the narrative. But the facts are, everybody's acknowledging it now. See, but what we have now is a new narrative, is we have to push for climate change in spite of the facts that are coming out on Maui, because they're trying to, they're basically trying to attribute what took place there in Maui as climate change issue in spite of the facts. I'm not making it up. Did I fail to bring up yesterday, and I'm sure that I did, the fact that the sirens were not set off for the people in Maui when these alleged fires started from the climate change? Did I forget to tell you that? Did I tell you that they sent in FEMA right away? The federal government did? Why? So they can send in the foxes to guard the chicken coop concerning the investigations? Did I tell you they shut off the water so the people couldn't protect their homes? Did I forget to tell you that they were chemtrailing like never before and it was reported the day before in Maui? Did I tell you that there's a land grab going on? Did you remember yesterday I played the video of the governor talking about how they can take that land and give it over to the states? Right on cue. And guess what they were talking about before all of this? Klaus Schwab's plan, the Fourth Reich of what? The World Economics Forum of Climate Change. They need another crisis. Americans, you got to know who you are to put a stop to this. Listen to this lunatic.
Because the fact of the matter is, there's a beast at our door, and that's the beast of climate change.
It's always some emergency.
It seems like the whole world is on fire. We need to defend ourselves from climate change. We need to decarbonize our economy so these fires don't ravage us. There's not enough fire.
Look at him, guys. There's something clearly
wrong. We don't stop climate change.
And when I say there's no truth in these guys, there's no truth in these guys. We have to save ourselves from climate change? Global warming? Really? Americans, are you going to submit to the new crisis that they're creating? Because if you want to know where the drought's coming from, if people would merely look up when they have no rain, they're going to see that airplanes are dropping chemicals down upon them, which is a judgment of God upon a disobedient people who fail to deal with criminals like this. This man is not right in the head. It's another emergency they're creating, friends, to drive you to spend more of your money so they can tax you all the more, and the more they can tax you, the more they can control you. And that's exactly what this is about. This guy is a lunatic. And to suggest that the people in this country voted him in, you have got to be out of your minds. What you're seeing across the country is an alliance acting on the same exact narratives at the same exact times. You've seen it more clearly over the last 3 years concerning the created crisis of the pandemic more than you ever have in your lives. They all did the same thing. Even, and I've said this, and I'll say it again, Kristi Noem was doing the same thing while she was trying to play the hero to the people as a freedom fighter, when in fact she was signing off on all the documentation to basically give to her subordinates to go ahead and shut down the counties. She lied in the face of the American people. We had individuals on the radio from the inside telling you exactly what was going on with Kristi Noem. You just seen last week, Ron, the guy that I told you 3 years ago that they were going to push as the president, and I'm talking about DeSantis, he just came out and he started getting behind the global warming initiative. This is also the same guy that just got back from Israel signing on to hate legislation. I didn't know that he was the prime minister of Israel. I thought Netanyahu used to be that bad guy. Oh, that's right. The people stood up and rid themselves of him because they seen what he was doing during the pandemic and attacking them. them, only to find out that 75% of the people in Israel were rejecting Netanyahu. Folks, do you not see they're all doing the same things behind closed doors? And then when they get out in the public, they have their own script and they're all playing their own different part. But when the crisis comes, they all act together in alliance. That's a covenant of hell. That's what the Lord said. This is a covenant of hell. They're creating these crises. Let me say it one more time. William Pitt said, the younger, by the way, William Pitt the younger, he said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. What is this guy saying? Oh, we got to get rid of this. We got to stop this. This climate change. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I seen a brand new poll from truthers that were willing to tell you the truth. Did you know that now 94% of the people don't believe the mainstream media? Yet these are the ones that the mainstream media and the mockingbird useful idiots are giving voice to. The ones that are driving fear in more crisis. Americans, it all stops when you say it stops. Let me say it again. It all stops, Americans, when you say it stops. It's not going to stop till then. I want to end this show with something that Napoleon Bonaparte said. He was some loved him, some said he was a tyrant. And he was the guy that had enough sense and understanding. Listen to me, tyrants. Listen to me, you despots. Listen to me, you dictator wannabes. I don't care how many people you have in your little clan. You might want to understand history that the church is the what? We are the anvil, and the seed of the righteous is going nowhere. No matter who you get rid of, there's going to be more. And the more that you attack the church, the more they multiply. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. That is history, because God is not going to leave himself without witness. But Napoleon Bonaparte said this. He said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a living power that conquers all that would oppose it. He's exactly right. Praise God. He's exactly right. All things are in sway to the Lord's will, not man's will, not the bad guys. They fall to the blessings of the Lord's will and the curses of the Lord's will. Do you guys remember when the Dodger Stadium started entertaining two men dressed as women nuns with makeup on their face and they were mocking the crucifixion of Christ? You guys, a matter of fact, if you'd like to just pull the curtain back, even those that crucified Christ or the apostles or the prophets, pull the curtain back and dig into history a little bit more, because you're going to find out what happens to people that do that. And when I say Galatians 6:7, going to Scripture, God is not mocked for whatever man sows, it's just a matter of time before you see the harvest come back around, because the seeds were planted. It rains on the just and on the unjust. You better be careful as to the seeds that you plant in your lives, friends. I want to show you something, because most people are just overlooking this as well. But what I'm going to show you right now is the Dodger Stadium. Do you remember that there was like about 100 people inside of the stadium? And the rest of the people were outside protesting them for them pushing the sodomite agenda and the mock crucifixion of Christ? Look at this, folks. Did you guys see that the Dodger Stadium is completely flooded? See this? Just want to make sure you do see this, because for all of those that take the time to war against the Christ, this is what you're bringing onto yourselves. In truth. And what's worse is the bad guys know it. That's why they hire other people to do their biddings for them. You know, and I've said it as well, and I've heard it said, you know, you can go ahead and deny the existence of God all you want to and the blessings, but when the curses fall, nobody's going to deny it or him and his deity in any sense of the word, folks. Make sure that we're on the Lord's side here, right? Just like Moses said, whoever's on the Lord's side, come over here. Let's be on that side. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Thank you for all the support. Hi, to my friends out there. You guys are awesome.
Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.